Sunday visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, which is struggling with a surge of migrant arrivals from Africa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says she promised a 10-point EU action plan to help Italy deal.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Lampedusa has recently seen a sharp rise in the number of people arriving by boat. Von der Leyen set out a 10-point action plan to relieve pressure on Italy, where most migrants arrive from North Africa's shores by boat.
Migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
The plan includes using the EU's external borders agency, Frontex, to identify migrants in Italy and repatriate those not eligible for asylum.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says she already spoke to several EU leaders about the plan and was confident of their support. Protesters in Berlin sprayed orange and yellow paint on the landmark Brandenburg Gate on Sunday to push demands for a stop to the use of fossil fuels by 2030. More from AP reporter Charles de Ledesma.
Members of the group The Last Generation used fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray all six columns of the popular landmark in Germany's capital on Sunday. Police cordoned off the area surrounding Brandenburg Gate and confirmed they detained 14 activists affiliated with the group.
Egypt's main liberal opposition movement said Sunday it would not nominate a presidential candidate in the election next year after its frontrunner was sentenced to 6 months in prison. This is VOA News. Turkey's president says his country may part ways with the European Union. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, "We will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary." His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a story on voanews.com, we take a look at the anti-junta forces in Myanmar. Though they face a common enemy, the military junta, they are divided internally and cannot agree on a common political strategy, according to experts interviewed by VOA. Even so, Michael Martin, an adjunct fellow with the Center for International and Strategic Studies in Washington, says they do have a common goal.
They speak in terms of liberating their homeland. That's the first task. And once they've liberated their homelands, their next objective is to set up a government of their design, of their own choosing.
There is a really in-depth article on our website, voanews.com, which gives some pretty granular detail on this story. In the war in Sudan, flames gripped the Sudanese capital Sunday. Paramilitary forces attacked the army headquarters for the second day in a row, according to witnesses. Clashes now happening around the army headquarters with various types of weapons, according to one Khartoum resident who declined to be named in an interview with the news service AFP. Other witnesses in southern Khartoum say they heard huge bangs as the army targeted bases of the rapid support forces. Three British news organizations reporting that comedian and social influencer Russell Brand has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and abuse based on allegations from four women who knew him over a seven-year period. On social media, Brand denied the allegation.
These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual.
Sunday Times, The Times of London, and Channel 4's Dispatches said Saturday that one woman alleged she had been raped. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.